I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I just had a nice long conversation with a friend of mine. He raises wire-haired dachshunds to track deer that have been wounded in the field. He said there's a mistake that every hunter makes after they pull the trigger, and I'll tell you what it is. But first,
Fleet Farm's got even more Black Friday Now deals for those who just can't wait. Baronet's Radar Hunting Blind is on sale for only $89.99. And get 50 pounds of Safe Step Rock Salt for just $4.99 a bag. Save on 20-pound bags of KT Wild Bird Food, now only $8.99. Plus, get select sizes of whole cashews and mixed nuts for only $5.99. Enjoy these Black Friday Now deals and more at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
So this deer comes into view. You take the shot. You know you've hit it. But then you get down out of your tree stand or out of your ground blind, or you move from where you're hunkered down to where you think that deer fell. There's no blood, and you have no idea where this deer ended up. This happens a lot, according to a friend of mine who raises wire-haired dachshunds that track deer. He said that a lot of times an individual will take the shot and not really pay attention to the direction that the deer goes, or take advantage of any landmarks that might be available. He said there's almost an amnesia sometimes, and maybe it's that adrenaline that's pumping, and then that deer is off and running, and you don't know where it's going, and you have a hard time finding it. So the thing he says to do is keep your head in the game the entire time during the hunt, so that when you pull that trigger, you stay focused on the direction that deer ran, and you look for any landmarks that you can use to pinpoint where that deer went down. It's a lot easier to find it if you keep your head in the game. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.